His Tabernacle Family Church. How y'all doing this morning? Oh, come on. Y'all had 2 more hours of sleep than all of us at 9 a.m. service. Come on now. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in Him. Let's try this one more time. Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How y'all doing this morning? Amen, amen. We are so excited that you are here with us. If this is your first time, we want to give you a special welcome to say thank you so much for coming to worship with us. If this is your first time, or perhaps you've been coming for some time, but you are not connected, you are not plugged in, we want to invite you to our connect room after this service. It will be to your right, to my left. There will be coffee there, some snacks, some people on our staff, and we want to just say thank you for being here. And we want to help you get connected. We have classes. We have so many things, ways for you to serve and groups. We do not want you to do life alone. We are His Tabernacle Family Church. And we are praying that you will not leave here being a first-time guest. You're going to leave here being family. Amen. So let's put our hands together one more time for our first-time guests. Amen, amen. For those of you that love classes, we have another Next Steps class coming up called Character. That'll be starting in the first week of May, right after Easter. And speaking of Easter, who is excited for Easter? Yeah. I don't know about y'all, but if you remember the last Easter, we were in our cars and it was awkward and it was crazy. But this year, we are back in the building and we are so excited to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior. The weekend actually starts off Saturday with the Easter egg hunt. So if you have kids, I believe it's like 6th grade and down, go ahead and make sure that you are signed up for that. And also, maybe you saw out in our foyer, we have a great photo booth set up for you and your family. So either after this week or maybe next week, go ahead and get dressed up. Come out and have a picture taken for Easter Sunday. All right. Who here loves the youth of our region? Who loves the youth of our region? We are so excited to announce that we are opening up an Uproar Elmira campus starting this week. We want to have you guys keep them lifted up in prayer as they're going to go forth and they're going to invade Elmira and win every single young person for the Lord. Amen? All right, who's ready to worship? Who's ready to work? Come on, stand up to your feet. Come on, the Bible says to enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. So this is how we're going to approach our King today, with an attitude of praise and an attitude of thanksgiving. Outside of what you may have gone through this week, the good, the bad, the ugly, the ratchet, whatever it is, right now in this moment, all we're going to do is to give Him praise. The praise that He cannot give Himself. But you and I are the only ones that can give Him that praise. So Father, we praise you in this place. We give you the thanks, God. We give you the glory. We lift you up. We magnify your name. For your word declares that when you be lifted up, all men shall be drawn to you. So Father, I pray even right now that the hearts of men are being drawn to you, God, because we're going to magnify you in this place. So we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. If you believe that, shout amen.
My strength. Stronger, stronger, stronger. I'm getting stronger with joy. The sound of healing is breaking out. Step into the freedom. Step into the freedom we found. The God of heaven is speaking now.
Triumphed over death. Sing the name
Jesus.
Come on, speak. speak his name. There's power in his name. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise.
Oh, Lord. the Holy Spirit wants to baptize some of you in the Holy Ghost. He wants to baptize you all. If you've not been filled with the Holy Spirit yet, speaking with other tongues, we're going to sing that again. I want you just to ingest the very presence of heaven and just start speaking right out loud, right out in tongues. God's going to give you the language. It's your baptism. You're going to feel the power, the anointing, the dunamis anointing of God. Well up within your spirit, man. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. We exalt thee. We receive Jesus. Receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
We exalt thee.
Sing to Jesus.
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh Lord. We exalt thee.
Jesus, your Lord. Jesus, you said if you'll be lifted up, you'll draw all men to yourself. We want to know you, Lord. We bow our hearts, we bow our bodies, we bow our spirit before you. We declare that you are the only king in our life. We surrender all other things, Jesus. Nothing else will rule us but you. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that anointing, God, your presence, change us, oh God, in your presence. We honor your name. We honor your name. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus. was an old, old song. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, flowing down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Sing it with me now. Oh, peace, peace. Oh, Jesus. Wonderful peace. Flowing down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
One more time.
I said, peace, peace.
Here it is.
Wonderful peace flowing down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
We worship you. Thank you for that peace, God, that makes no sense to anybody else. The world is in turmoil. Our circumstances, our situations are crazy. But yet we stand in the boat with our pillow in hand, waiting to sleep with you in the bow as the storm rages. Oh, peace, peace, wonderful flowing down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Thank you, Jesus. We command the minds to be arrested right now. We command chaos right now to be arrested in the name of Jesus. We speak to circumstances in Jesus' name. Yeah. And we command, even as Jesus did, peace, be still. God, we know that you love taking us through. But thank you that you're merciful and you understand at times even what our emotions are. And you'll still stand up on the boat. Peace! Be still. Things stop. Yeah, we'll learn. We'll have more faith next time. But sometimes we just need you to speak to it for us. God, we just love you. We need you. We have no problems telling you how much we need you in our lives. Faithful, faithful God. Merciful God. Loving Father. Your people adore you. Thank you for the privilege of being called sons and daughters of the Most High. God is healing someone's back. It's about 5 vertebrae up from the tailbone in Jesus' name. I command health right now. I speak right now, disease in the room. You foul disease. I rebuke you by the authority of Jesus' name. I command all disease. I don't care what your name is. Every knee shall bow
and tongues shall confess. I command every name disease in this room and online watching right now, in Jesus' name, I adjure you, get out in the name of Jesus. God, I speak right now to sickness. I command peace to the storm, the body. The anointing being released, bringing order right now. Order, 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 order to the body in Jesus' name. Maiming? Jesus, you had that man put his withered hand out. When he did, it was pure and whole. I command even what has been maimed to be made whole in Jesus' name. God, call forth that creative miracle. That creative miracle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive. Jesus can give, but you got to take it. You got to take it. You don't know how to take it? Just say, I receive right now. Jesus, I receive my miracle. Jesus, I receive my healing. Jesus, I receive my peace. Flood. I release the joy of the Holy Spirit right now. The joy of God. That joy unspeakable. God is healing someone's upper left jaw in Jesus' name. Left foot on the very bottom, right behind the front pad. Feels like there's always a stone or something pushing up from the bottom. In Jesus' name, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. Michael, I speak to your bowels right now as you're watching from out of state. I command right now, itis, go in the name of Jesus. I command all itises to go in Jesus' name. Arthritis, you foul spirit, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Diverticulitis, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, reconstruct. Health and wholeness. God, I thank you that your mercy endures forever. Great is thy faithfulness. I honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Isn't God good?
Yeah.
The presence of God is still very thick. Oh, peace, peace. Wonderful peace flowing down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows. Left Achilles heel being healed in Jesus' name. It's actually been already torn, and it's a constant battle. I see as it from a teenage age. In the name of Jesus, I command reconstructive surgery by the Holy Ghost right now. Pain be gone, new. Lord, I'm not asking for reupholstered. I want new. I call forth from the very room of heaven, God. I've heard all these prophets talk about where you have all those extra parts. New parts. Yes. I call forth new parts.
Yes.
God, even in this room, people have had parts taken out. I command right now brand new parts to be planted in. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you for creative miracles that are undeniable because you are such a good God. Stand up, Father. We ask you here. Stand up. Oh, God, sitting down, you do so many things, but we want to draw your attention to your house. You said you look for those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. Don't look any further. We're here. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Father God. We honor you, Father God.
Holy Ghost. Move, 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 move. I rebuke that spirit of suicide in Jesus' name. I bind you, foul devil. You will not take that life in Jesus' name. Someone else is having liver problems. God's healing your liver in Jesus' name right now. Your liver is being made whole by the power of God. Holy Spirit. It's another old song. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Oh, there's the anointing. He's so good to me. Sing that again. God is so good.
God is so good.
God is so good. Jesus. God is so good. He's so good to me. I love him so. Come on, sing it right to him. And I love him. I love you so. I love you so. You're so good to me.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Descending colon is being made whole in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, I command it to be done. I see somebody in your head. It always seems like you're jarbled in your head. It's almost like alphabet soup. You look down and all the different alphabets, but they're all messed up. In the name of Jesus, I command order, 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 order to your mind. Order to your mind. Sound mind in Jesus' name. Ah. In the name of Jesus. I worship your name, Jesus. I worship your name, Jesus. I worship your name, Jesus. Mero tomriste tararama turrito kiaran. Somebody else's back's being healed. It's if you take your left shoulder blade down near the bottom of your shoulder blade, go directly over. Bam, that's where it is. I command new discs, new discs, new discs, new discs in Jesus' name. I command right now the pinching to be gone in the name of Jesus. Someone else, you're dealing with a real serious scenario in your life and you've been asking God to help you. God's going to give you a supernatural wisdom and you're going to shake your head when you open your mouth because you've never thought of that yourself, but the Holy Ghost is going to drop that answer in your spirit, man. Now, it's not coming from your head. Don't take credit. It's coming from the Holy Ghost. God's going to give you a wisdom even beyond your years and in a scenario where you don't even really understand. God said he's going to give you a word that doesn't even make sense to you. You're going to have to go look it up. Yes. God's going to give you an answer. Amen. I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Holy presence. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. And he's in this place. Oh, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus.
Jesus, and he's in this place. D-A-G. I feel Jesus. There you are. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. And he's in this place. Oh, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus, and he's in this place. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. And he's in this place. Oh, my soul does burn within me. I love Thank you for being here. Thank you for being in your house. Oh God, we are clear. It's not our home, it's your home. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Thank you for leading us to green pastures, fresh grass, wholeness. Oh, Holy Spirit, reveal. Reveal, 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 reveal. Whew. Holy Ghost. From the back to the front. Release the anointing. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Now we breathe the tangible breath of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I release the tangible presence of God right through the TV camera. Right into the homes right now. Go. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the honor, Father. Hey! Bearomando bureste hendala eto makite te endea. Prea bosto hopoha. Le ememande kitite koshendeha. Peha! Ostombre he te kiki alaramando. Jesus. Jesus. Love your people, God. I know we're messed up. We need you. Unravel the ball. Prealamo tushtukunde peha. What else can we say? We're humbled in your presence, Father. Humbled. Thank you. Oh! Thicker, God. Come on. Bring your glory. Bring your glory. Your people want your glory. Your people want your glory, God. Your people want your glory. We're not here for a show. God, we want you! Jesus. 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 Breath of God. Breath of God. Jesus' name. Oh, no, you can't see what's going on, but in that spirit realm, it is busy. It's busy in the Holy Ghost right now. It's busy. Devils are freaking out right now. They're watching. They're watching you get lost in the presence of heaven. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Comes another flow. In the name of Jesus. I release the anointing. In Jesus' name. Overwhelm us, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Presence is fullness of joy. Jesus, 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 go, go. Thank you. Some of you are like that old sponge that's been sitting on that sideboard for so long. It almost brittle. But the water of the Holy Ghost is in the room. Come on now, just say it. Jesus, refresh me. Make me new, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Fill me with fresh water. Out of my belly shall flow, 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 rivers of living water. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good. I'll do whatever you want. Oh, he's coming. He's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. I want more. I want more. I want more. I receive, I receive, I receive. I receive. That's right, broken hearts are being healed right now. Come on now. God's going to put a fresh joy in your spirit. You're going to start laughing like you used to laugh. Ha! My God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hey! God is good. Your laughter wasn't foolish things. Your laughter showed the condition of your heart. You can't let those people steal your joy. They didn't give it to you, and they can't take it away unless you give it to them. Yeah, I don't know. So, you got anything, Gene? Will, I just love you so much. You know, you don't show a lot of emotions. But boy, you run deep. And God loves you. God's got a plan for you. And as your pastor, I'm proud of you. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Huh. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know, some of you probably never seen this part. I don't show it often because we have church. Sometimes you just got to step out of church. Amen. Josh could do that better. Come on now, you could do that little, you could do that step side thing. Some of you are just downright confused of what's going on. He's not. You're confused because you're just not sure what's happening. Some of you need to respond to God. Some of you, it's repentance. Some of it's joy. Some of it's healing. It's just stuff that God does when it don't make sense to the flesh. God has never been a participatory sport. No, he is. It's not a bystander opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, here he comes. Here comes the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. I release the anointing. Jesus' name. I release the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Here comes another dose. Release the anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I'm free. I'm free. Jesus. Oh, here comes another dose. Jesus' name. Release the anointing. From the back to the front. In Jesus' name. Release it right now over the TV. Oh, here it comes. Migraine headaches in the right eye, right about here where you feel them, and deeper. In the name of Jesus, I break that power right now. No longer to have a migraine headache. They debilitate you, but now they've been debilitated. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Jesus. Joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father says, I so desperately wait for these moments. I wait for these times when your attention is collected upon me. I wait for these times when you call upon my name so that my presence is drawn out of heaven and into your realm. I look forward to the moments when your hearts are broken before me as I'm able to bring healing and restoration, and I'm able to bring direction and understanding to your life. I love these moments, saith the Lord. I love these moments. I love being with my family. I love being with my children. One day soon, says God, you'll be with me. Sooner than your mind's interpretation and understanding could be. But until that time, hear me, saith the Lord, I long for these moments to have your heart in my hand. Love you. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, outside, Holy Ghost, whatever you want. You want to move, we'll move. You want to stay, we stay.
Him saying that he's resetting what you think you know about church, about his presence, about his kingdom, about his love. He's cleared the slate of what we know as church. He's doing a reset. The reset button's been pushed in our hearts and minds right now of what church, of what is presence, of what it's supposed to be. That's what he's doing in this moment. You don't need to be confused or wonder what's going on. He's cleared our agenda to reset Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm doing a new thing, saith the Lord. It will be a quick thing. Will you notice when it comes? I'll make rivers in the desert.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Refresh your God. Strong, isn't he? In the name of Jesus. Here he comes. Reset. I can honestly tell you, I have no clue what I'm waiting for. The only thing that I do know is the stop and go of God. There's a stop and go. That is, when it's time to go, you feel that, okay. And when you don't, it's like, oh, what am I doing? I don't know. But I don't have to know. You see, because this isn't religion. This is the presence of the Holy Spirit. I see some of you getting jittery. And you're not jittery on your own. There's a spirit of religion that has laid hold of you and that is nervous right now because of that reset that Pastor Rhonda just spoke about. I bind that spirit of religion in the name of Jesus. I command right now that spirit to loose the children of God. Get ready. Now. Oh, you're stubborn. I said, go in Jesus' name. Right ear that's deaf is opening in Jesus' name. I command that spirit of deafness right now to come out of that ear in the name of Jesus.
God, you're so good.
Right now, start moving it. You'll find it healed in the name of Jesus. All the pain on the 3 and 4 o'clock realm are gone. In Jesus' name.
God is so good. God,
what's that? God
is so good.
God. The anointing as thick as you are in this room will overcome the children in Jesus' name. We'll overcome those teenagers in the name of Jesus. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost and with fire, oh God. Raise up this next generation to do mighty exploits for your kingdom's sake. Jesus will not be less Holy Ghost filled, we'll be more Holy Ghost filled. In Jesus' name. I pray for a Holy Ghost boldness on your people. That we'll be so overwhelmed with loving people that Jesus will not be able to, will not be able to leave people without sharing the good news of Jesus. God, thank you that you've chosen us to be alive at this time of history. It is the greatest season for the church. But not the church filled with self, the church filled with the Holy Ghost. So, Spirit of God, we want more, we want more, we want more, we want more, we want more. I want more of Jesus. I want more of Jesus. I don't know, they don't know that song, Love. Which, I want more of Jesus. Which one? More and more and more. Do you know that one? I want more. What are you singing?
than I know. You're better than I'd hope to be. You're better than I know. You're better than I'd hope to be. You're better than I know. You're better than I know. You're better than I'd hoped you'd be. You're better than I know. You're better than I'd hoped you'd be. You're better than I know. You're better than I'd hoped you'd be. You're better than I know. You're better than I'd hoped you'd be. You're better than I know. Come on.
you swallow, it almost feels like there's something in your throat. It's you? Father, in the name of Jesus. I command it right now. In Jesus' name. Loose. Swallow. Still there? Yes, no? Left? Still there?
It's not what I think, but
yeah.
Said it's not what I think.
Yeah. Hey Josh, it's your fault.
It's not what I think. Woo. It's not what I think.
I need you to understand some things that are happening. God gives me a theme at the beginning of a year. I know last year it was amazing as you start to hear as God's unfolding in people's lives. And this year, the verse and the theme change forward. If the church doesn't get more of the Holy Spirit, we will make no difference in this problem. Now, it's not that we haven't been good church. It's not that God hasn't been moving. It's not that God hasn't been touching people, healing people, saving people. But there's always more. You know, even like what you're seeing here, I mean, this is stuff that was normal in our last church. That was 20 some odd years ago. When I'd be on the road, let me tell you one of the prayers I've been praying for a long time, and that is at one moment the Holy Ghost is gonna hit this house, and everyone's going out. Watch, everyone's going out in the Spirit at the same time. No one's gonna be like peeking. Because you're out. We're gonna lose cameramen and everything. Cameras are gonna go to the ceiling. But the only way that God can do that kind of stuff is if you allow Him to. And you know what's amazing? You remember the day of Pentecost? They began to speak with other tongues. And the other Jewish community that were there were saying, this is weird, man. This is crazy. Are you all drunk? Peter stood up and started preaching. These men are not drunk as you suppose, but they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? There comes a time in a church experience that's going to try to come back on tonight, Terry. So when it tries to come on, remind it. That's a spirit. I'm not a demon hunter, but I know a spirit when I see it. For us to be able to go deeper, and this scares people. This kind of move of the Holy Spirit freaks people out because they can't understand it. Well, that's because it's not natural, it's supernatural. And there's a need to surrender to God because what God has for you is so much more. Don't be settled with old just church. You know, God, a lot of you don't get it, but when I come to church, I always ask God, what's your mood today? Because God has a mood. God, what's your mood today? Sometimes it's just joy. Sometimes it's like this. Sometimes it's crying. Sometimes it's overwhelmingly serious. Sometimes it's just, I call it frolicking in the flowers. But you got to know God's mood. Because if you don't know God's mood, then you can't let God move. You put God in your hole there and say, that's where I want you. So this new thing that God is doing, this might happen every week. It might not happen for another month. But the one thing for sure is you have to be willing to say, God, I don't care what you do. I just don't want to leave there without you. I don't want to leave there without something burning in my spirit. Some of you need to feel conviction. In the presence of the Holy Ghost is conviction. Amen. Some of you just need to be encouraged. In your presence is encouragement. What do you got to say, Gene? You're going to do the offering? Okay.
I can't believe it's 12:40. I looked at the clock and I'm like, didn't we just start church? But listen, God's staying on this. this, staying on this theme, he was speaking the same thing to me in tithes and offerings. It's not what I think. Isaiah's back there singing that. It's not what I think. So I want you to put aside everything you think about tithes and offerings and giving, because we're going to go with what the Word of God says. And too many times we get caught up in what I know about what the Bible says. I know it's a whole sermon. I'm not going to preach the whole thing, I promise, but it's burning inside of me. And it's keeping you from your breakthrough. So go ahead and sit. Go ahead and sit. All right. No, I won't preach the whole thing. Just minutes. Just minutes. This is... Sometimes what you know about the Word of God is actually what's keeping you from your breakthrough. It's keeping you from what God has for you. And specifically right now, I'm talking in tithes and offerings. You know, we know, we have our feelings about tithes and offerings and about giving. We have what we think about tithes and offerings and giving and money. And you know, if you have any inside of you, when a preacher or a pastor starts talking about money, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to start shuffling for whatever money you have on you and get ready to run and give that money so that you can break the spirit of poverty off of yourself, because that's a spirit of poverty. Because listen, the Word of God, this tells us to give. And it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. This word tells us that he will teach us to profit. So all you that don't like talking about money in church, this is the Word of God right here. Let me read this one about teaching us to profit. It's found in Isaiah. Oh, come on. Where are you? Isaiah 48, 17. I am the Lord thy God that teaches you to profit. In here is how you can profit. He's the God that takes pleasure in the prosperity of his children. Psalms 35, 27. So whatever it is you think about money and what God has to say, what he has to say is he wants you to be in prosperity. And listen to this. I don't know why people get upset about talking about money when it's all through his word. Listen to this one. 3 John 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all else, above everything else. I know you're so spiritual because you can pray so well and because you can feed the hungry. And this is God's word right here. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health. This is what God has to say. And listen, you wouldn't like the company of Jesus. You're not going to like the Bible if you don't like talking about money. Jesus talked about money more than any other topic in the Bible. There's 36 parables. 16 of them are about money. He talks about faith 500 times in the New Testament, prayer 500 times, money 2,000 times. And why is it that he talks about, listen, in America, 90%+ of sickness and disease comes from negativity and stress in your mind. And what are people stressed about? They're stressed about their money. That's why God talks about it so much, because we need healing in our money. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants to teach you to profit. That's what his word has to say about money. So I want to challenge you. Every time you feel that inside of you, when somebody starts talking about, dig in your purse, dig in your pockets, find any money that you have on you and run button to give that money so that you can break that religious mindset, that spirit of poverty, because it's not what the Word of God says. When we follow what the Word of God says, then He will teach us to profit. He will walk us into prosperity, blessing, favor, overflow, promotions, jobs, inventions, businesses. It will come to you from the north, south, east, and west. So whatever it is you thought you knew about money, let's crack open what the Word of God has to say about money and start walking in the prosperity that He has for His children. The economy, it is not stable. But kingdom economy is so stable. It is so sure. It is so fixed. You will not have to worry for the future because it doesn't his word doesn't change because famine or financial trends change. His word doesn't change all of a sudden now He doesn't want you to prosper. Because the trends of the time, absolutely not. His word is true through and through for every season. So how many of you are ready? Yep. So how many of you are ready to break religious mindset, the spirit of poverty, and to walk in prosperity? Amen. So do we have the team, the pastors? Oh, no, they sat down. So it's pastor's birthday that we're celebrating today. God had an awesome way of celebrating. That's probably the best gift pastor could have been given on his birthday, is just to have that awesome, awesome presence of God. But Mackenzie, where are you? I'm going to have her say what the staff had prepared for our pastor for his birthday. And then after that, we're going to make our supernatural giving. I'll explain how it's going to go. Tithes and offerings are going to come to the front of the altar. And then as you leave, there will be a bucket for pastor's birthday blessing. Okay? So that's how we're going to work it out, since everything got God all over it today, which is just super awesome. No regrets in that whatsoever. So we're going to have Mackenzie come out and read what the staff had prepared to bless our pastor, and then we're going to make our supernatural declaration.
I apologize. Hello, hello. Check, check. Yep, okay. Hello, yep. Check, okay, great. Ezekiel 33 says, "Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning, and his blood shall be upon himself. But he who takes the warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, and his blood I will require at the watchman's hand.'" This year was one where if your pastor couldn't hear instruction from God, then your church is probably failing now or has completely died. Pastor is our watchman on the wall, and he was faithful to sound the trumpet to warn us of what dangers were approaching, and was in constant prayer and hearing what God wanted us to do about it. Through harsh criticism from the community, death threats, as well as private attacks on his character, Pastor Spencer stayed firm in the Word of God, despite what the world or the enemy or even other people in the church had to say. Because of that, we have been able to continue being spiritually fed, come to church and participate in ministry, and be encouraged by one another on a weekly basis. Without a faithful and brave watchman, the people don't know what danger is coming or what to do about it. I thank God for Pastor Spencer being a faithful watchman, especially over the last year. It is clearly seen that because of our pastor, he was willing to take the heat from the community and stand strong, just as God told us to. It actually gave courage and strength to other business owners and pastors in our region. He's not just a watchman to his tabernacle, but to the entirety of upstate New York, and I'm personally proud to serve alongside him. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, "Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine." Pastor Spencer isn't worthy of honor because he's a pastor, and it's nice to give your pastor a card on his birthday. He is worthy of double honor because he rules well. When the heat comes, you see what someone is really made of. You see what's been inside of them the entire time. When the heat came, he prayed. He listened to God and submitted to his leaders, became his wife's caretaker, all while leading in what could be considered one of the most tumultuous and fear-driven times in American history. Even when his own flock had lied to him and betrayed him, some of them, the only thing that came out of him was strength, courage, wisdom, and true love for God's people. When other pastors decided to quit, walk away, throw in the towel, and make themselves their own comfort a priority, Pastor Spencer stood firm until the dust cleared. That's what is worthy of double honor. We have the absolute joy of giving a gift of double honor to our pastor today. Pastor Spencer, there are no words that we can say to ever repay you or describe how much your life you have sacrificed to make sure we are safe in God's presence and well-equipped to handle what life may bring. So you can stand up with all of that said. For pastor's gift, you can text to give your dollar amount followed by the word pastor to 84321. Checks payable are to Michael Spencer, M-I-C-H-E-A-L, Mike Heal. Cash App is $ Pastor Spencer, and PayPal is pastorspencer@gmail.com. Pastor Spencer, happy birthday. We love you so much. Yes. All right, you guys can come on up. If you're uncomfortable coming forward, you can use the basket in the back. Okay.
Just so we're all clear, the tithes and offerings we are bringing forward to the front, and pastor's gift basket is in the back. We are going to go out singing, and we're going to go out making our supernatural declaration. I know today you got a personal touch from the hand of Almighty God, and there is no better service than getting a touch from God. Repeat after me, if I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God, and I'm blessed. Go ahead and give your tithes and offerings. There's cupcakes to celebrate in the foyer. We love you. Have an awesome, awesome week.
Is that what I think is better? Much better. Not what I think is better. Much better. Much better, not what I think, it's better. Much better.